This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week on Minnesota Native News, reporter Cole Primo explores the controversy surrounding the popular Native comfort food, fry bread.
I'm here at the popular urban Native coffee shop, Powell Grounds. It's located in the Little Earth community in Minneapolis. It's Friday, and it's busy. It's Fried Bread Fridays, after all. Natives and other locals alike are grabbing warm, fresh fried bread with various toppings like cheese, lettuce, tomatoes from a worker behind the counter. It's a happy environment here. It smells great and it's comforting. But fried bread may be a negative factor in Native health, and that's what makes it a controversial subject and one that's tough to cover. Lucky me, right? I mean, just 8 years ago, a popular fitness trainer, Jillian Michaels, caused a bit of a stir when she visited a reservation down in Arizona. It was for the TV show Losing It with Jillian. She was there to help a family struggling from obesity and diabetes. When she arrived, the community welcomed her warmly and threw an outside feast for her. But she began looking around, and soon the drama unfolded, and it involved, you guessed it, fried bread.
Looking around, everybody's obese. 90%. Meantime, we're out there dishing out fry bread. I'm watching the little ones. No, on the fry bread. It's killing them.
You want a tortilla, don't you?
Then she did the unthinkable.
What would happen if the fry bread left the building?
There'd be an uproar.
Let's see. I'm done with it, Coralie.
She threw away the fried bread in front of all those people who welcomed her. This food is important to the Native community, but it could also be a factor in diabetes, and it's worth discussing. So how did fried bread come to be? The history is painful and one of survival. It all began over 150 years ago when Navajos were forced to walk 300 miles onto reservations in what is now known as New Mexico, and that new land did not support their hunter-gatherer way of life. To help a bit with history, we spoke with Dr. Arnie Vigneau.
Fry bread is not our traditional food.
Dr. Vigneau is a Mille Lacs band member who lives and works on the Fond du Lac Reservation and treats people with diabetes. He's also a historian.
You know, so then they started getting commodities and, you know, white flour and refined sugar and all these fats and other things, and they made the best thing they could out of it. And that turned out to be our soul food and our comfort foods.
Vigneau says not only does fried bread bring comfort to those living in a stressful world, it brings back cherished memories. He talks about his brother, who died of diabetes, and how comfort food would bring them together.
I would go and sit with my brother and have those foods, and I'd be 6 years old again and safe. You know, and that's what we go back to. And it's not good.
Like most comfort food, fried bread is not healthy. On average, there are about 700 calories and 25 grams of fat in a large plate of fried bread, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's not even including the additional toppings added to it. So it could very well contribute to diabetes. Maybe it's not a major cause, but it's a factor worth exploring. And some, like Chef Austin Barthold, say it's time for a change back to more traditional, more healthy foods. Barthold is the cafe manager and chef at Gatherings Cafe, just a couple blocks from Powell Grounds. He has strong feelings towards fried bread.
Growing up, all I saw was fried bread.
He says he knows how to make it, but refuses to. It's because of the health issues he sees Native people dealing with on a daily basis, and his family history. He says fried bread has gotten even less healthy than it used to be.
Back then, it used to be cooked in cast iron. Now, nowadays, it's just like you just get a big old fryer and you just dump everything in there.
He says fried bread used to look a lot more like a pita, thinner. But now, cooks are using even more oil, more baking powder, or yeast. Barthold pushes against the trend towards modern unhealthy food by cooking up healthy and balanced meals made from traditional food sources of Native people.
One of the biggest things that I try to do is bring back the fruits and vegetables. I mean, the gathering, the hunting, you know, all that stuff is being lost these days.
On one hand, fried bread is a symbol of sorts, a food forged out of necessity by struggling yet resilient Native people. On the other hand, it's a comfort food that could also be harming the Native people. I'm Cole Primo.
Minnesota Native News is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the Master of Tribal Administration and Governance Program at the University of Minnesota, Duluth, where students learn the skills needed to work in tribal government. MTAG classes take place online and on weekends. Priority applications for fall 2018 admissions are being accepted now, and class sizes are limited. Scholarships are available. More information is available online at tribalmastersprogram.com.